The second lesson we take from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we conclude with this inshallah, is Hajj. Again, him and his son by themselves in the desert, and the command came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build the house, to raise the walls of the Kaaba. It took them a long time to rebuild it, but again they submitted themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they built it in the perfect way. Ibrahim alayhi salam was asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to proclaim for the people to come for Hajj. And he said, "Oh Allah, I'm here by myself in the desert. Who can hear my voice?" At that time, no Radio Shack, no Sony speaker. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "You do the proclamation and the delivery of the message is with me. I will deliver it." Today, 4 to 5 million people are making the Hajj because of the proclamation, the da'wah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. All the people there are equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The young, the old, the men, the women, Muslims from Asia, Muslims from Africa, Muslims from Europe, Muslims from Australia, Muslims from North America, Muslims from South America. They are all equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The guy standing to your right side in the Hajj can be a king or a president and a leader. You wouldn't tell because they have the same clothes. They worship the same God. They face the same Qibla. They recite the same book. They follow the same prophet. And the guy standing to your left can be a carpenter, or he can be a dust collector, or he can even be Joe the plumber. He can be anybody. But you wouldn't tell, they are the same. And this Hajj is a rehearsal of the Day of Judgment. This is the way it should be understood. All the people are equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't say this is white, this is black, this is Asian, this is African. We are all equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the farewell sermon. He said, "Ayyuha an-nas, kullukum li-Adam, wa Adamu min turab la-fadla al-arabiyin al-a'jamiyin illa bi-taqwa." All people, you are all from Adam, and Adam is from dust. You are all equal. There is no superiority for white over black or Arab over non-Arab except with piety and righteousness, taqwa. When the people go for Hajj, they seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His grace and blessing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man hajja falam yafsuq walam yarfut raja'a kayawmi waladatu ummuh," as in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, reported by Abu Hurayrah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever makes Hajj without using indecent language or committing evil deeds, he will come back just like the day he was born, free of all sin." In another version by Imam Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever made Hajj in a perfect manner without committing evil deeds or using indecent language, he will come back free of sins. His all sins will be forgiven. غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Sufyan al-Thawri radiallahu anhu was making Hajj and he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and crying. Then Malik ibn Dinar came to him and said, "Who is the worst of the people here, the thousands of people present here? Who is the worst among them?" So Sufyan al-Thawri said, "Man dhanna anna Allah la yaghfiru lahu." The one who thinks that he has a lot of sins and they are too much for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive anything. All you have to do is just ask Him for forgiveness. Today, inshallah, as we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, we will be giving udhiyah. As we said, you can offer a goat or a sheep for one family, or 7 families can share a camel or a cow, divided into 3 parts. One part will keep for yourself and your family. A second part will be given to your neighbors and friends, Muslims, non-Muslims, it doesn't matter. And the third part will be given to the poor. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us and to reward us according to the best of our intentions, and to forgive our sins, and to forgive us anything we have done by mistake or forgetfulness, and to forgive all Muslims, and to help us follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the best way. and to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. واغفر اللهم للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وأحسن ختامنا ويسر لنا أمورنا. اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وزكاتنا وأضحياتنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وعيد مبارك.